မင်္ဂလစုတ္တယံမင်္ဂလံဒွါဒသဟိကျိန်တယိံစုသာဒေဝကာသောဌာနံနာဓိကချန္တိအတ္ထတိံစံကြမင်္ဂလံ Men together with deities tried to find out for 12 years what blessing was. But they could not find out the blessings, which number 38, that are the cause of happiness. Desitam deva devina sabba papa vinasanam sabba loka hidathaya mangalam tambanamahe. O good people, let us recite those blessings which were taught by the deity of the deities, the Buddha, for the benefit of beings and which destroy all evil. Evam visuddham ekam samayam bhagava savatthiyam viharati jetavane anatha bindikassa arame atha kho anyatara devata abhikantaya radiya abhikanta vana kevala kappan jetavanam obhasitva yena bhagava tenupasangami upasangamitva bhagavantam abhivaditva ekamantam athasi ekamantam thita kho sa devata bhagavantam gathaya ajhabasi. Thus have I heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling at the monastery of Anathapindika in Jeta's grove near the city of Savatthi. Then a certain deity in the late hours of the night with surpassing splendor, having illuminated the entire Jeta's grove, came to the Blessed One. Drawing near, the deity respectfully paid homage to the Blessed One and stood at a suitable place. Standing there, the deity addressed the Blessed One in verse.
Bahu deva manusa cha mangalani acheindayum Akankha mana suthanam bruhi mangala muttamam.
Many deities and men, desiring what is good, have pondered upon just what blessings were. Pray tell me what the highest blessing is.
Asevana cha balanam panditanam cha sevana puja cha pujaneyanam etam mangala muddamam.
Not to associate with fools, to associate with the wise, and to honor those who are worthy of honor. This is the highest blessing.
Patirupa desa vaso cha pubbe cha gata punyata atta samma panidhi cha etam mangala muttamam.
To live in a suitable place, to have done meritorious deeds in the past, and to keep one's mind and body in a proper way. This is the highest blessing.
Bahu sajjanja sipanja vinayoja susekito subhasita cha yavaja etam mangala muddamam.
To have much learning, to be skilled in crafts, to be well trained in moral conduct, and to have speech that is well spoken. This is the highest blessing.
Mada bidu ubatanang putta darasa sangho. Anakula ja kamanda etam mangala muttamam.
Caring for one's mother and father, supporting one's spouse and children, and having work that causes no confusion. This is the highest blessing.
Dananja dhamma chariyaja nyadagananja sangho anavajani kamani etam mangala muddhamam.
Giving, practice of what is good, support of one's relatives and blameless actions. This is the highest blessing.
Aradi viradi baba majja pana ja sanyamo appamado ja dhammesu etam mangala muttamam.
Abstention from evil in mind, abstention from evil in body and speech, abstention from intoxicants, and non-negligence in meritorious acts. This is the highest blessing.
Karavoja niwadoja santutija kadanyuda kalena dhammasavanam etam mangala muddhamam.
Respectfulness, humbleness, contentment, gratitude, and listening to the Dhamma on suitable occasions. This is the highest blessing.
Khandija sovaja sada samananja dasanam kalena dhamma sakaccha etam mangala muttamam.
Patience, obedience, meeting those who have calmed the mental defilements, and discussing the Dhamma on suitable occasions. This is the highest blessing.
Taboja brahmacariyanja ariya sacchana dasanam nibbana sacchi kiriyaja etam mangala muddhamam.
Practice that consumes evil states, a noble life, seeing the noble truths, and realization of Nibbana. This is the highest blessing.
Puttasa lokadhammehi chaitan yasa nakambadi asokam virajan kheman edam mangala muttamam.
The mind of a person, an arahant, who is confronted with worldly conditions, does not flutter, is sorrowless, stainless, and secure. This is the highest blessing.
Eda disani katwana sabbatha ma parajita sabbatha suttheng gacchanti tang te sam mangala muddhamam.
Having fulfilled such things as these, beings are invincible everywhere and gain happiness everywhere. That is the highest blessing for them.